Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. Greeting, everyone. Hope you're doing fine. Listen, training listeners, got to make sure they get in the habit of calling us at Eastern time when we tape this little broadcast. And that's why we keep the phone lines open on Wednesday, because it's Wide Open Wednesday, and our phone lines are 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Let's take a call on Wide Open Wednesday as we train our listening audience. Hello, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Good. This is Jeff. Good morning, Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Mike.
Or I should say this evening. This evening for our friends in Ocean City, Maryland.
Or Australia.
Yes. Or Australia or anywhere, you know, in different time zones around the country.
Sure. What is time but different everywhere?
Absolutely. TikTok. And you know what? Doesn't everybody want a little more time?
Yes. It's so precious, Mike.
Isn't the human race predicated on the pursuit of time? And then at the very end, we wish we had more time. But in many cases, we don't. And boy, and let me just tell you something, Rob.
Yes.
Has 2016 demonstrated that? What the hell was that? You got a problem with your phone, sir? What's going on? Or is that
time
is
to
that
get a new
problem?
Phone?
Jeff, did you run off a cliff? What happened?
No, I'm here. I'm just listening to you guys, you know, reminisce.
Jeff, what can we do for you on the Mike O'Mara Show today?
Mike, I know you are a fan of the cinema, correct?
Yeah, I like a good movie once in a while.
Motion picture, Mike?
Absolutely. I like a picture. I like to go to the picture show.
A flicker?
Yes. July 1st.
I like to take in a good flick. What? What's July 1st?
July 1st, Steven Spielberg. BFG. Have you heard of it?
BFG? No, I have. Why do I feel like I'm getting
set
up?
Yeah.
Because
No.
The guys that call for... Sorry. All right, go ahead. What is BFG?
I'm on Metacritic right now. July 1st release date. Apparently, Rob Spiewak is starring in a documentary about the Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, the Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, the Big Friendly Giant.
Who's the Big Friendly Giant,
Rob?
You know?
I guess it would be me. I think this is sort of a dig at me.
Are
but
you making a fat joke, or are you going
is
somewhere
Is this the same
this?
Guy that says F you, Rob?
No, I just think it's funny when people call up and say F Rob. That's all.
Yes. Well, we all
Jeff,
do.
Jeff, I have to be honest with you, and I love Rob Spiewak as I would love a family member. This is the truth. Rob hopefully knows this,
yes.
But more often than not, he probably doesn't. But I will tell you that as I was preparing to come into the studio today, I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we put the phone numbers up, and Wide Open Wednesday is when we take your phone calls. And I was just stepping out of the shower and wondering to myself,
ooh,
I wonder if we will get that particular first
well,
call.
Well, you know, Mike, here's the thing is,
yes,
to, you know, if we pull the curtain back a little bit, I put up the numbers first and then you shared it. That was
yes.
top of mind for me when
you
I put up
the numbers,
numbers.
But you didn't put them on your own page.
I put them on the show page.
Yes, and we'll get to that. So, well, Jeff, thank you very much for
Thanks,
calling.
Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate
it.
Take care, boys.
Have a great day. Rob, I'm wondering, is the fact that you don't put them on your own page, that you don't share with your 5,000 friends on Facebook, where you are every single day, where it's more important for you to put the, you know,
you
the latest Groucho Marx. You don't
you
put it on your own page.
And all of us.
You're not,
I
don't
think
tell
I
me
tagged
you're doing...
I tagged it on the fan page and the show page, and I tagged everybody in it.
Do you
and
tag
I think
yourself?
You didn't tag you. You didn't
but if
put
I post it on the fan
page,
don't I get to, like?
No, it doesn't go to your
I'll
page.
I'll start tagging myself then.
Because he just figured
you were,
that out.
I thought
wink,
you were
wink.
Taking a page from Tommy Tardy's book, where you know you would not share anything. You know, you don't really. You're
Tom
not actively.
I'm just dead on social media right now, Mike.
Yeah,
I'll be back in July.
Is, look, I,
the, oh,
I
and would, America's excited.
Yes,
you know that I would bring it up, but I believe you have. I haven't had reason to bust your chops on social media because you.
I just,
you're
I'm,
all there.
Yeah,
I'm
all in, Mike.
You
I'm
are
all
in. I get that impression, and then you know, it's everything else I can bust your balls about. But I mean,
there's got to be something.
But I'm surprised, Rob. It was almost like you remember the days we used to just beat the crap out of Oscar about the fact that he wouldn't share, even have that he's part of the show on his page. That was very
Well, he wasn't sure the show was going to last. He wanted to see if it had some legs.
I never said that.
But, Mike, that was simply a misstep. I thought that I tagged everybody.
Years of missteps, Mike.
It won't happen.
I was wondering if it was. Let's take a call. That's a good idea. Here's the phone number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're fine. What can we do for you?
I mean, does he want to know individual answers?
I'm great.
You know what? Would you like an individual answer to that just mindless question, sir?
No, I think I'm all right.
Do you have a reason?
Sure about that.
I love this guy.
Do you have a reason for calling?
Yeah, Mike, I had a question about your hip surgery.
Oh,
please fire. Hold on just a second, sir. I'm going to answer that in a minute, but... Rob, there's no need to just immediately break into guffaws when he mentions my hip surgery.
Because, Mike, I think it's, you know, how could a man be any more hip than you? There's no need for surgery.
I'm touching a part of my body right now and looking at you, okay?
Oh, man. Yeah. Can I smell your fingers?
I got your hip surgery right here, last
that's
word
not,
freak.
Shut up!
Not your hip.
We didn't get your name, friend, on the line.
My name is Steve.
Steve,
what can I...
Steven is my name.
What can I answer about my hip?
I was wondering if you were having the newer type of hip surgery where they don't slice through the muscle to replace the joint, or if
the term would be anterior. It is anterior, and I am having anterior hip surgery. As opposed to... The back door would be posterior.
Oh, excuse me.
Oscar. Yeah. So anterior is coming in through the side door. Where they don't cut through a lot of the muscle, and the recovery is much faster. And, I'm going to get it done that way. And this guy's up on a lot of the modern technology, because if you come down here, you know, there's not a real hip in this entire community. Right? I mean, that's just the way it works, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. And even though I said to Carla, it's almost like when you're getting married. I had a little cold feet last night. I was reading in a magazine with the top doctors, and there was this other guy that had this amazing review in this magazine. And I said, should I get a second opinion even though I've scheduled it? Said, he's one of the best. Just go for it. You're getting cold feet. I said,
those top doctors are also advertisements.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Oscar. Yeah,
they pay to be there.
And also, Carla doesn't care.
She does care. She is. Do we have another call?
We do.
All right, let's go to the phones, 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? This is Justin calling from my UPS truck.
Oh, Justin. Hey, yeah.
Justin from the UPS truck. That's marvelous. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing today?
Justin, let me ask you a question. We're in a good mood. We're trying to get our listenership trained that Wide Open Wednesday. My goal would be at a certain point where Wide Open Wednesday would be a regular onslaught of your telephone calls. We usually get a few at the beginning on Wide Open Wednesday, and then the slackers just don't follow through. So my question is, what is the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday, Justin?
Being able to talk to my heroes.
Oh, that's great.
Being able to contribute to the show. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't consider it contributing.
I would, sir.
I've got a serious delivery question, if you don't mind, Mike.
And wasn't Justin a featured performer on the show after the show?
Talking TMOS.
Didn't he call in on Talking TMOS, Justin?
Well, I wouldn't know because I wasn't
here. I did, yes, I did.
Oscar has a UPS question for you, Justin. Go ahead, Oscar.
My hoity-toity sister-in-law, God bless her, she was in town, and she tipped the UPS guy $5.
Bless her heart.
And I said, is that something that's commonplace, or is it just in certain areas, certain zip codes, certain tax brackets that happens?
No, actually, the poorer the place, the more often I get it, and sometimes it's just $2, and most of the time it's actually from really older people who seem to do it. I guess it's something from back in the day where you just
manners.
Take care of
old school.
You know, this is productive because I really think that maybe I should start doing that. I was reading an article the other day that most airlines prohibit you from tipping a flight attendant. They're not allowed. It's part of their rule book. They're not allowed to accept tips. However, if you get on a plane and bring something and share it, like maybe chocolate, you know, you actually would be, that would be a very cool move. Also, what do you think on an airline? And I'll open this up to I'll ask you, Justin, and then I'll open it up to the floor. What do you think the main no-no, the prime directive not to do on an airplane as far as flight attendants? They will hate you forever if you do it. It's very simple. What do you think it is?
I don't know, get up or not hang up your cell phone when they ask you to.
Nope, that is incorrect. But I'll give you
great
it's
guess.
Hitting the calls, the call light, the call button, the ding thing that sends them.
They hate that.
They cannot stand it.
What else do they have to do though?
Well, here's the thing. This is true.
Isn't that their job, really?
He's a good caller. He's a very good caller.
I'm getting mad for delivering boxes.
He has a point, Mike.
I like Justin a lot. The thing is, go ahead. Well, let me just finish this point. Hold on. My show. Thank you. The thing is, they say they average going by you every 10 to 15 minutes. So the fact that you can't wait even the 1 minute to without hitting the call button, that's what pisses them off, because they're constantly going back and forth.
15 minutes is
a
long time.
Yes, I agree. Justin, what's the last thing you wanted to share?
I had two really quick things if you guys had time. One, I was just listening to the episode from yesterday, and Mike mentioned something in passing, which I think would lend itself very well to maybe a new character for Mike. You guys know everybody loves Jamaican Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
you were talking about the weather, you mentioned tropical depression. And I thought nobody could do that better than Mike O'Mara.
Now, tropical depression, that's a pretty, you know what? Justin's a pretty damn good call. Justin, you got any free time to maybe come up to D.C. and do a show? We could add some new blood. You know, it'd be
I do live in Baltimore, but yeah.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
Yes, I know the perfect voice for tropical depression.
What would be the perfect voice?
Be like Droopy Dog from the cartoons.
But don't you think if it's tropical depression, there would also have to be some sort of island component to it?
Maybe, unless he had like a lay and he came in with a Mai Tai.
Like a really low steel drum.
Yeah.
That's just going super slow.
If we could have like a sad steel drum.
Yeah, sad. We could
maybe it would be like kind of a Don Ho voice where tropical depression. Hey, how you doing, man? Ticky walkie talkie talkie. Talkie talkie walkie. Tiny bubbles in the glass, man. Yeah.
What's wrong? Tropical depression.
Yeah. It's no sunshine in a tropical depression. That's for sure, man. No way. No way, but I hope the weather clear in other parts of the world. Not in tropical depression. Okay, that's it. All right. Thank you, Justin. You've had enough time. Thank you. Goodbye.
One really quick radio question if you have time.
Yes, go ahead. What do we have? But
this is a bad bit. If you have time.
If you have time.
Every morning radio zoo show has, the douche that you can come down and kick in the nuts to win tickets to the last stop or whatever.
Yeah, like a danger boy.
Yeah. And I know Rob was one when he was an intern. And,
they
always just get picked on. Have you guys ever heard of one of those guys just going mental and attacking the DJs or... I know, or, have you guys had any problems with those guys before?
Well, hang up and listen. I'll give you the answer. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that. Here's the thing. After we did that to Rob, after we put Rob in a bra and was it orange or green shorts?
Lime green, Mike.
Lime green shorts that we sent him down to the Bay Bridge at Memorial Day weekend and had him scream at the traffic, don't you wish you were me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize this. We don't talk about it a lot, but I think Rob's comfortable enough.
One of my favorite bits ever.
Yeah, mine too.
Rob was hospitalized. Rob was hospitalized after that, and we got the diagnosis back only like 3 years ago, and he was diagnosed with tropical depression.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ray, for a moment. Pretend that I don't know anything about metallurgy, engineering, or physics, and just tell me what the hell is going on.
You never studied.
The whole building is a huge superconductive antenna that was designed and built expressly for the purpose of pulling in and concentrating spiritual turbulence. Your girlfriend lives in the corner penthouse of Spook Central. She's not my girlfriend. I find her interesting because she's a client and because she sleeps above her covers. 4 feet above her covers. She barks, she drools, she claws.
It's not the girl, Peter, it's the building. Something terrible is about to enter our world, and this building is obviously the door. They conducted rituals up on the roof. Bizarre rituals intended to bring about the end of the world, and now it looks like it may actually happen.
So be good, for goodness sake. Whoa, somebody's coming.
We have to get out of here. We've got to find a judge or something.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey. Hold it. Now, we're actually going to go before a federal judge and say that some moldy Babylonian god is going to drop in on Central Park West and start tearing up the city?
Sumerian, not Babylonian.
Yeah, big difference.
No offense, but I got to get my own lawyer.
Okay, Ghostbusters. The mayor wants to see you guys. The whole island's going crazy. Let's go.
I got a split. The mayor wants to rap with me about some things.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will enjoy some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. No, I'm sorry. If you're here, you're going to get it too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. Forget about the what-ifs when you leave your home, because AT&T Digital Life means that now you can step out of your home and you can know what's going on, because you can control your home even when you are far away. It's AT&T Digital Life Smart Home Security. If you walk out of the house and you remember that somebody had lit the dog on fire right before you stepped out, and you say, oh, we got to go put him out,
right,
you can drive back home because you'll see it on the camera and you'll know the dog. No, I'm kidding, of course. But if you forgot, say, to feed the dog,
yes,
okay? Something a little more simple than that. You can check on your pets with the indoor camera. You can adjust your thermostat if the pets are looking up at the camera and going, my God, it's boiling in
Their tongue's hitting the floor.
You can do with AT&T Digital Life. You can do this with your smartphone using the Digital Life app. Check on your pets. Stay connected with your home from anywhere. Use your phone, tablet, or PC. Use the Digital Life app. And with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, all the good stuff, even smoke detectors, you're always in control. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera, door, and thermostat functions. Each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination, equipment, and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very, very excited to be bringing you this broadcast. We're also very excited to be coming to the Improv in Washington, D.C. on November 5th. This is a wonderful, live, intimate crowd that we are going to be performing our entire show in front of. Also, it's not going to be the normal show.
No.
But it's going to be a show that we're going to broadcast, so we're actually going to tape it like we would a regular show and then make it available for you to eat. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have surprises, and we don't know until what time you usually get the info on the tickets, Oscar, about mid-afternoon.
So
we're kind of guessing right now that there are probably in the neighborhood, and we're not hyping this, probably 50 to 60 tickets left.
Yes.
And so... we understand the way, I love it when Oscar uses terminology for podcasts. We understand that this show has a long tail.
I love when he says that and both you and I go,
what? I think Mike appreciates it.
I do, because the long tail means we tape a show sometimes, and there are people that listen to it as we do it live, as we tape it. There are people that listen to it on the radio. There are people that listen to it on the stream. There are people that listen to it overseas. There are people that listen to it in Australia. A lot of people get this show at different times. So because of that, a lot of people who don't follow us, and there are many of them who don't follow us on social media, just listen to the show, get this information late. And
yes,
I apologize for that, but there's nothing I can do. So as I said on my post, Procrastination Nation, you got to get on your pony and get tickets. If you want the tickets, I would say today is probably a pretty good day to grab them. And we'll keep you posted on that. As we know, when the show is sold out, we will let you know, and we'll have more information regarding that. So
boom,
all will not be totally lost. That's it.
Get
Just
on
wanted
it.
To share that. Get on it and get those tickets sold out.
Do it.
As soon as you sell out those tickets, we can tell you about all the other fun we have planned.
Festivities.
There's the tease. There's the super deluxe tease. Well, it's official.
Yes.
We have two candidates now. We have Hillary mm-hmm. and we have Donald. Mm-hmm. They are going to be congratulations to a nice polite round of applause for Hillary Clinton, who is the first female nominee of a major presidential party in the history of the United States, which is, I think, a significant deal. And because of that, I will tell you, I will be doing a political persuasion show coming up to discuss all the fun and all the thrills. Be doing that real soon.
Cool.
So anyway,
what's the schedule?
Do you want people to submit their curriculum vitae so you know who you want as a panel?
You know, I asked for people to call in and probably got a couple 20 people sending in emails. Just didn't. It wasn't thick enough.
They weren't up to snuff.
And then I did the political, the first one, and I'm like, meh. I felt the same way, Rob, when I tried to go with a slightly political angle when I first did the radio show.
Right.
It just didn't feel like the suit fit, okay? I didn't feel like it was my cup of tea. With that said, I love to talk about stuff, but to be honest with you, I just don't. Right now, our prime directive is to have fun and be fun.
Yes.
And I think that
you just want to have fun.
When you find the angle on the election that you are really passionate about,
here it is.
That's when you're going to have fun.
This is my prime directive, and I'm not going to do it on political persuasions.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you that. I'm going to do it on this show. And it's great because they both will give. They will continue to give. Okay. So the funny thing last night, there were two speeches, and there were both things that I took away from each speech. Mm-hmm. Well, not Hillary's speech as much as Hillary's overall presentation, because I stayed up to watch it.
I didn't get a chance to see it. I heard it was wonderful.
I was so pleased, Mike, that Charlie Stuang Stabilak was running the audio board for her.
My mom.
Okay, stop. You're stealing my thunder. I was going to talk about
that. My mom called me crying. She said, "Did you see the Hillary speech?" I said, "No, I'm working. I'm earning a living." And she said, "You have to watch it later. It's the first time that women." I said, "Women get everything, Mom. Now they're going to get the White House." Leave me alone.
Well, here are the two things. These are the two. They're two funny takeaways, okay? On the Hillary side, you have, seriously, as Rob mentioned, which I really appreciate, stealing a sentence finisher, thought finisher. I know you're doing what you did. I used to have the same problem with Don.
At heart, Mike, we share the same mind sometimes.
Occasionally, Don would take me aside after the show and say, "Shut the f*** up." That's what he would do. And, I'd listen and I'd do it because, you know, you just can't help it. He comes up with the idea and I'm like, "Oh, that's what he's thinking." So it doesn't always work. The thing about Hillary, the funny thing was the audio on Hillary's speech was at the very beginning, and they bring out a delightful-looking young lady to sing the national anthem a cappella. And, Rob, I don't know what kind of – if you would have some kind of modern music that is playing in the background, I could probably do my impression of the young lady that was going to sing the national anthem. But they have some up-tempo music for
like
for
the
Hillary
bellas came
hitting
out,
the stage.
Or was it just one individual?
I'm not sure who the artist was. She was an African-American woman, and I don't know the artist. I don't know whether she was a big-time artist, but she sang. She was there to sing the national anthem before Hillary's speech, but they had a soundtrack playing in back leading up to that.
Right.
And they had it on in the background, and they didn't turn it down.
So just like some sort of modern, like sort of upbeat
no,
stuff?
No, faster. Yeah. Faster, kind of a
so
faster
the beat
thing.
Continued while the speech was
up tempo stuff that they would have, you know, just a
no one faded
kind of
down
stuff.
The beat.
No,
they did, but it was there. I mean, it was almost to the end of the anthem where they had it. Can you give me something else, Rob?
I'm trying to find something. Mike.
Look for hip beats.
Yeah, that's not my strong suit, Oscar.
You know, like that. You know, are you ready? Dun 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 dun
oh,
dun.
Like that?
Dun you know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
all
that's
right.
The cut. Yeah, like
all
that.
Right, all right.
So they had the lady come on, mm-hmm. and I said, "Oh, I'm waiting. It's after 10 o'clock at night, and you know, I got the little guy up at 5 a.m. I'm ready to turn in." I'm like,
"Oh,
okay,
yeah, it's late
Hillary,
night.
Please. Everybody's talking about this big speech. First time a woman's been the nominee. Please, 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 will you get on the stage and do it?" And
was
when
it
lady
the
came
suffrage
out,
movement that gave women the right to vote?
I think it was women's suffrage.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
You know what? My history is very, very sketchy because I'm a dude. So you have this, and you hear the crowd cheer. You know, the crowd does the big cheer.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you got that music in the background. So that's playing. Okay. You got that. And then the lady comes out, and they turn it down a little bit, and she goes, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed.
Oh, no.
Did that sound good? Yeah. It took Rob. It's like Rob was running the board last night. Did the volume?
It translated
up a little bit?
That.
So she's they're playing this
overpowering
in
the vocals.
Yeah, of course.
So she comes out. They run a little film. They muff that too with the audio at the beginning. Then it chops in, and then Hillary comes out, and the crowd goes absolutely insane. And she gets up to the microphone, and she starts to her lips are moving, and you don't hear anything.
Oh.
And then. And then it's just this whole, you know, the feedback. Can you guys give me some feedback back there? So it's like, you hear this. And I'm like, what the? Yeah, history is made. And I realize suddenly that history can, you know, all this stuff can fall into the place. And we can have this amazing moment in American history. And you can still have RJ. You can still have RJ somewhere on a soundboard.
Yep.
That is just. And by the way, here's the thing I hate. And I've been to political rallies.
Yes.
I've been to political rallies. And you know what it was?
What?
I'll tell you what it was. There was too much urgent scurrying. And
they weren't prepared for it.
Oscar, I'm watching the, they do the thing where you just have the camera waiting for the person to speak. They did it for Trump and they did it for Hillary. And you're seeing one after. There must have been five, I'm super important people.
Right.
That came up to the podium. And now, ultimately, when she got on stage, I think the speech got pretty good reviews. She was much less shrill, and I think it came across okay. But all this stuff, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and people in Brooklyn were waiting probably for 4 hours, 5 hours to see this, and it just, you know, you get one guy that's like, where's that button? And it completely, they almost punted it. Not quite. It was not so big a deal where it ruined the whole night, but it could have. You know,
I think the problem was, is no one expected her to be the candidate. And
right.
So they weren't ready. It took them by surprise.
Nobody knew that was coming.
No. So, I mean, oh, my God, tonight's the night?
What happens to Larry David now? Like, what's the story?
I think it's long gone. Depends on what happens today. I think you're going to get some answers
Why
in the
can't
next
he
48
just
hours.
Give up? Like, really make
you
way.
You mean, like, life or the
no,
candidacy?
No, just stop with all this noise. Like, it's going to be hard enough as it is.
This is the way I can answer that. This is just the way
Isn't
I project.
Isn't it selfish?
I think it might be.
It
but
is,
this
right?
Is the way,
yeah, it is
this,
now.
This is the way I project it, okay? Imagine, if you will. Seriously, think about the level of work that's been put in. On that, and I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about the candidate himself.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's traveling. I would be, you know, Oscar, you know how petty I am, right?
Yes.
Just imagine, if you have even one fragment of pettiness in you, it's going to be almost impossible. You're giving up. You put your body and soul into this. The reality's there. The writing's on the wall. But you still, you know. And then you figure you're an old man. This is probably the last big moment.
He's not going to be able to do it again in 4 years. He can't
it's
do it again.
The last moment he's going to have. But I agree with Oscar. At the same time, you know, it's like, okay,
it's
come on. It's
selfish
tradition.
At this
you know?
Point.
Yeah, it is.
He's a
selfish.
Professional. He knows what's going on. I'm watching TV on Sunday at my mom's, and she has CNN on all the time, and I just see him flapping his gums talking about how it's going to be a contested convention. And I said,
No, I
don't think anybody else got that memo.
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is, but I think the next 24 to 48 hours will tell, and we'll see what happens with that. Now, on the other side of the fence, Donald Trump, they were talking about the guy that has railed against other candidates using teleprompters.
Yes.
They and I've seen him do it.
He sounded much better. I heard it this morning on TOP. I was like, at least he's not yelling.
He sounded bored.
So you heard it, you didn't see it. That's interesting.
I heard it.
It's kind of the Nixon-Kennedy debate thing.
Yeah.
If you saw it, he did his speech like this. He had the okay sign. He had the okay sign on both hands. And he would turn from one prompter to the other prompter.
Oh.
And it was just obvious to me that as popular as he is with his base when he is speaking extemporaneously,
right.
When he's reading off a prompter, he's reading.
Not
this
his strength.
This is what you say about news anchors when it's obviously that they're reading. And he was reading. And then you could tell, I've done this before, where you have copy and you're reading copy and then you give a little ad lib in the middle and then you kind of get lost.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of moments like that where he did this and it just was the, I didn't even hear the content because I was watching two things. I was watching him read, which was just fun to me.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at Ivanka and Melania.
Just looking hot.
But nothing else. There was no...
A blankness, right?
Somebody's got to give Melania the memo that the, you know, the stoic...
It's cultural, Mike. They grew up like that. They don't know any better.
That's not the... that's going to be kind of a racist misogyny alarm at the same time.
Yeah, you know what? The operator of the alarm off in the corner of the studio was confused and hit it just to be sure.
Who just passed from 60 Minutes?
Morley Safer.
Yeah. Morley Safer, they were doing a retrospective on all the stories, and one of the stories he had done that I had never seen was the tango on the Eastern Bloc, right?
Okay.
And
well, it was Finland.
Finland. Yeah. And I watched the I grew up with the tango with my family.
Hysterically fine. One of the best pieces.
One of the
Morley
most passionate
Safer
dances in the world that I can't do, but I've just seen my family members do for years, right?
Fracturingly funny.
And
really,
when you see this piece.
Funny.
Yeah. These people are dead inside, but they love dancing this dance.
Yeah. It was so funny. It was so, you know, and he did it, and he delicately danced, pardon the pun, around the idea of just the way the Finnish people
are. No expression.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was hysterical.
He's the best.
Handled it. You know, this is where a guy like Morley Safer was so incredibly brilliant. He disses an entire country.
Yes.
But he didn't hit anybody over the head with it. It was hysterical. The Finnish people doing the tango. And what Oscar's talking about, Melania is up there, and you gotta be he's broken a lot of rules, but one of the rules I think that you gotta keep in place is that sort of Stepford dutiful, adoring wife, and she only has the one look, and the one look is the model.
It's the resting bitch face.
BRF. Bitchy resting face.
Resting. Yeah. And Ivanka had sort of the same thing. But then Ivanka would pepper it with the slow applause.
Yeah.
The slow, like, I've heard this 1,000 times. He's got to work on his presentation with those two in back. Resting bitch face. That's it. So that's the funny that we took away. That's beautiful. I can't improve on that. RBF. RBF. Hey. Oh, but you know what? Can't wait for the first knockdown, drag-out fight I have with my wife when I bring that one out. I know you don't want to go to that restaurant because I've been looking at your RBF all day long. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more. That I believe we have the title of today's show.
Wrote it down.
In ink. Fine. That's quality stuff. This is a quality show.
Yes.
I like this show. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. I have a major announcement for business owners. If you are hiring, you know where to post your job opening to find the best candidates? We've been telling you about ZipRecruiter for quite some time. You just don't post your job in one place. It's not enough to make sure you find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, it's very easy. It's a lot easier than you would think. What you do is you need to post all your job opportunities on all the top job sites. And now you can. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. It's that easy. You get it all out there. You can find candidates in any city for any industry, and you can do it nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more juggling emails or phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the person, the right person, and do it fast. That's why you're going to love ZipRecruiter. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for nothing, absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free, people. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Well, major, major week for the O'Mara household And I wanted to discuss with you boys a little protocol, if I may.
Sure.
Because, yeah, today is, what is today? This is June 8th.
The 8th of June.
8th.
Which would mean tomorrow is June 9th. And Rob was there for this, Oscar. He remembers this.
I do.
The fact is, this is when my firstborn, my daughter, Catherine, was born 21 years
wow.
ago tomorrow. So I'd like, if we could, it's going to be tough to call her early in the morning. I'm going to tell her, don't stay out too late. I hope she's doing the birthday thing the night after and not the night before. I've seen it go in both directions when I was a bar owner.
Sure.
You know, classes, where they rolled in at midnight.
Classes are out. So, I mean, is she in New York right now?
She's not in New York right now. She is appearing in a theater production this summer. And so I think she's getting ready with rehearsals for that. I'll have more information on that when we call her tomorrow. The protocol. Now, I don't know when, because of my change in schedule, I'm not sure. I was going to see Catherine Memorial Day weekend, and we were going to hang out. I am not sure when the next time is that I'll see her. I'm trying to get her to come down here and visit me in Cocoonville. But funny, people just don't like to come down south in the summer months.
The blistering heat.
Not vacation season.
Yes. Say, you know, please. I'm going to be rehabbing from hip surgery. Do you want to come down and sit in 110-degree weather with me?
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, but when I do see her, I was thinking about the protocol for a new 21-year-old. What did your dad do with you on your 21st birthday? Did he take you out for your first legal beer? How did that go down?
It came, actually, the time out with my dad came shortly after my 21st birthday. Brad took me out for my 21st birthday the night before.
Angry Brad?
Yes, Angry Brad. Angry mixed up Brad. We went to the restaurant in Fairfax, Artie's. And I remember this because it was the night before. And we explained that we were going to stay till midnight because I was going to have my first legal drink.
Aww.
And the waitress said, well, if your birthday's tomorrow, we can give you one now.
Oh.
And I said, well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose
Excuse
of it,
me.
Doesn't it? I mean, I'm 20 years, 364 days I've been waiting for this. So why don't you hold off until midnight and give me the pleasure of having my first legal beer? And she said, yes, I suppose you're right. And then I believe Brad said, and besides, there's that whole federal law.
Yeah, and I'm going to be drinking and driving soon enough anyway.
That's true
Let's
enough.
Just figure that out.
True enough. Now, one thing that is surprising is
I should also say, since Oscar brought that up, I should say, you know, there is no prerequisite, but I'll be honest with you. I know that she's had a few adult beverages in her life. I know that at college, a lot of college kids do that. And, you know, I know the family genes also.
Sure.
I'm not talking about denim.
I had a few drinks, you know, before I was 21, but I really didn't really hit the bottle till I was
legal. You're scared.
And then I really
That's where we differ, Rob.
caught up on lost time. Now, as far as my dad, a couple weeks after my birthday, and I've told this story before, he took me to Hooters and just kept giving me Heineken after Heineken after Heineken, got me really lit, and then went and dropped me off at my house. I was living with my mom then, and she called him and said, "What did you do to our son?"
Game Heineken. Did he do it to did he do it to teach you a lesson?
No, he said wanted to see what he'd be like if he was drunk.
Really?
Yeah. He said he's
man,
fun. He's
that's
fun.
HBS. I love that, man. I love that. By the way, HBS, we talk about our presence on social media. HBS will friend a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend located in like Tasmania.
Yeah, Laos.
If somebody is somehow attached to the show. And if it happens to be a woman, it's within I think he's got more of an online presence than some of our people like Trip.
Well,
I swear to God, he's there all the time.
The first thing I ever called him on is when I saw mutual friends and I started seeing some of the hotter girls I went to high school with.
Oh,
and I said,
what?
Did you? Yeah. I don't want to, you know, put my nose where it doesn't belong, but you didn't happen to go through my Facebook friends list and send out requests, did you?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God.
But that's,
God.
You know, I think he's much better now. I think he's learned.
What has he got to lose?
Exactly. Exactly.
Can I just add, and I'm not, you know what? I love your dad, and I really
I do.
Do
too.
Your dad's a wonderful man, and I really, but I have
he
to
He already
ask
bought
this.
His tickets, by the way. He'll be there.
I know he did. I saw it, and he's such a great supporter of the show. Have you ever heard anything said by his long-suffering wife about this proclivity he has for the female form on social media?
No.
And when I say that, I mean, he's HBS. He posts all those hot pictures of women. And he also has lots of conversations with hot women more than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, does she ever say anything?
I have never, ever heard a word. I think that he, I think he goes with one of the things I go with. He is as God made him. And I think she knows that's the way he is. But we know anytime. And you know what? And you know, your own beautiful wife is not exempt from this when she'll post that she did a workout. And then you can count 5, 4, 3, 2, and then pops up. Yay, Carla.
Looking good.
There he is. There's HBS somewhere in the world. Carla. Somewhere in like Columbus, Ohio, on a business trip, is going, yay, Carla! Way to go on that elliptical. I love you. 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 It's interesting. And
he's a good man. He's
great.
A good
man. It keeps him young.
I know you asked, but you didn't. But when I turned 21, I was in Mexico City, and my father dropped me off with his assistant and said, take this man out. And we went out.
Mike, the assistant, I don't know if we've ever talked about her. Miss Moneypenny?
you were in Mexico City? Was it the same legal? Was it the same legal age down
there? No, they've been drinking since they were 14.
Of course. El Cerveza.
But you were in Mexico.
When I told them that I had just turned 21, they didn't care. They thought I was a lightweight, and what was the big deal? They actually felt bad for me. And they said, we can go out for one drink because it was a work night, right? And they took me out for one beer, one Pacifico. And I remember I said, that's it. They said, yeah. And then my dad's driver dropped me off at the front of his place. I walked in. He said, how was it? I said, uneventful. He said, good. You're staying out of trouble. That was it.
So Uno beer. Uno cerveza.
Uno beer, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm thinking out loud right now. My plan was to call my daughter tomorrow morning on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, all right, what do you think? Do you think there's a chance? Please stop the Mexican music. Thank you very much. I really am wondering if we call her today.
Right.
Just to, with that. Do you think she's going to go out the night before, or is she going to go out the night of?
I think she'll go out the night of.
Both.
Then we
both
can
nights.
Call her tomorrow.
Both nights.
Really?
Well, why not?
And she might have done Monday and Tuesday as well. You never can tell.
Yeah, she's pre-gaming for her birthday.
Ladies love their birthdays, and they sort of fall into a birthday season.
Think about this. You can go out on Wednesday night, and you can go out on Thursday night on any college campus.
Yes, that's true. That's very
right,
true.
Rob, I'm sending you Catherine's contact.
Send
number.
It to Oscar.
I just sent it to you.
Send it to me, and then give me the phone, and I
can by the way, if you want to know the behind-the-scenes comment I hear more than anything, have Oscar do it. That's...
Well, you want to get done, don't you?
Yeah, I do. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will put a call in to my daughter. I hope she picks up the phone. This is very early for the theater types, if you know what I mean. So we'll have to see what's going on with that. We'll call Catherine when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. If you want a great Father's Day tip, dads love steak.
Yes.
And the best stuff comes from Omaha Steaks. We have the perfect Father's Day gift for you. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package by going to omahasteaks.com and entering TMOS in the search bar to apply the savings. Here's the great thing. You're probably going to benefit from this, too. If you get this wonderful package for your dear old dad, the odds are you're going to be enjoying it probably sometime this summer.
Sure.
And dive right in. Omaha Steaks has everything you could want for grilling. Right now, Omaha Steaks giving an amazing limited-time offer to our listeners for Father's Day. You will get 80% off Omaha Steaks' Father's Day package. That includes 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 additional burgers absolutely free. To get this limited-time package for only $49.99, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add Father's Day package to your cart, only $49.99. Don't wait, the offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar. Please do that and do it right away.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, tomorrow is the big day. I figured I'd get the phone call out of the way on the show today. And
That's sweet.
Let's call my daughter, Catherine. Catherine, are you there, sweetie?
We're ringing.
Oh, we're ringing it.
It's ringing.
Okay, let's see what happens. I thought she was already on.
Hello?
I know it's a day early, and I wasn't sure what your celebration plans were, so I think in order to... to let it all out there, boys. Here we go. A one, a two, a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, firstborn daughter, Catherine.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Did you get my other did you get my other thing that I sent you in the mail?
I did.
All right, thanks for letting me know. All right, so
I told you. You know I told you too.
Well, let me see. I'm looking. Let me look. You would have texted.
We had a whole conversation about it.
Well, no, I'm talking. No, there's. By the way, Mr. I sent you something else, Catherine. That's what I'm talking about. I sent you something. After the early birthday present, I sent you another birthday present that you should have received.
Doppel birthdays.
2 days ago. No, yesterday. You should have received it yesterday. So you got to check your mail again.
I will. Do you remember you were sending the first one?
What? Your phone broke up. What was that, honey?
I'm in the country now. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
You're in the country right now. You're not like out in a field somewhere, are you? Are you okay?
It's Catherine of the Corn.
Yes.
Are you all right, dear? Okay. What are your plans for? Were you planning on going out this evening, or are you going to wait till tomorrow?
I'm waiting out till tomorrow.
Okay, I would have been able to do that.
What are the big plans?
We're just going out in Fredericksburg. That's it. There's not really any huge plans.
You're not going back home to your mom's house? You're going to be staying in Fredericksburg?
No, I'm at mom's right now. So I'm going to go home for my actual birthday, but I'm here since yesterday and today.
I get it. I understand the way that drill works. So you're taking care of the fam for the actual birthday. Then it's in that car back down to your big girl apartment with your roommate Gwen, and you
Peace
guys are going to roar.
How many people will go out with you? Will you have a crowd?
Yeah, I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe it's like 7 or 8.
Wow. Will you wear a tiara?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. Catherine, I wasn't sure whether you wanted me to talk about the show that you're going to be in D.C. Do you want to
give that
a plug? Go ahead. Go plug away.
All right. You want me to do it? All right. I have a show in July for Capital Fringe Festival. It's called Amelia Earhart in Space. It's an absurdist play. Our performances are all throughout July, starting on July 6th and ending on July 23rd.
Amelia
Natural
Earhart
broadcaster.
Amelia Earhart in space. How are rehearsals going?
Good. We're pretty good. We're kind of just fine tuning now. It's kind of that part where I'm just ready to be off book completely and on stage. I'm just kind of ready.
Don't you love that, Rob? Don't you love that theater talk?
I do.
Off book.
Theater lingo.
She's going to be off book. She's got the theater.
Now you
lingo.
Say it's an absurdist play, which means it's very silly and not really rooted in reality. Would it be something that a 15-year-old girl would enjoy? Should I bring Julia to this?
Yeah, you could if you're okay with language. It's a little rough on the language.
Oh, that's Julia all over. She loves all the bad words.
FSC, all of them. So,
I play a character who literally curses in every single line.
Nice.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, she's got range,
Daddy,
Mike.
Daddy doesn't like
She's a lady.
She's a lady. Hey, it's the theater. You got to keep an open mind.
True.
Hey, are you excited about your 21st birthday, my dear?
I am. The only thing I'm like sad about is this is the last happy one. After this, it's downhill.
No, I think I was reading an article today, Catherine, that said 31 is 30 is the last big one.
But like you have 18 where you're like, yay, I'm an adult, and you have 16 where you're like, yay, I can drive, and you have 21 where it's like I can drink, and then next year I'm just gonna be like, oh, yay.
Yep.
No, yeah, but 25 at 25 your auto insurance goes down.
Can't wait.
At 26, I can pay my own health insurance.
Yay! That's right. Oh, I'm waiting for that one.
That's a happy one for Mike.
No, you know, as a matter, I will say that I do not take care of that part of things. So that is, I'm very happy. Catherine, I'm very proud of you. I'm very happy I don't pay for your health insurance, and I'm very, very proud of you. And I will also tell you that be very, very careful. Make sure that there are people there
around
you.
Safety
first, please. I know I don't need to tell you this, but I tell you this every time. I love you, and no father could be more proud of his daughter 21 years. It's hard to believe when I was sitting there in the delivery room testing out my oversized video camera with my hand shaking as I was watching the doctors scrub before we went into the delivery room. It's wonderful. I'm very proud of what you've done in the theater, and I hope you keep doing that. She's really working her butt off to do this. And go see her in Amelia Earhart in Space. Where's the theater where people can go see this show?
It's called Any Stage Theater, but all the information is on the Capital Fringe Festival website.
Capital Fringe
we'll
Festival.
We'll share that, Mike.
Absolutely.
Catherine will be performing this summer. I love you. Make sure you let me know when you get that second thing I sent you, okay?
I will. I will.
That's right.
It's I love you so much.
Aww, I love you so much. Bye. Okay, take care, sweetie.
No, I...
What? What did I miss? What?
Were you going to say something? I didn't know.
Well, it's on the show, so you
it's
know...
It's bittersweet.
I'm going to
call
you.
Just tell her. Tell us, Mike.
What? I love my daughter. I said I love her very much, and I'm going to tell her privately. You don't put
say
everything
it again.
On the radio. I love you so much. I love you, UTTASB, okay? You know what that means, guys?
Yeah, that's
up to the stars.
Aww,
thank you very much. All right, have a great birthday. I love you, sweetie.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
Get off the phone.
Call me.
Thank you. Bye.
Shut up.
Bye. There she goes.
What a
Catherine's a solid 10 on the show. She's really,
she really
never lets
is.
Me down
mm-hmm.
When we do
yeah.
that. So there she is.
Grown into a really beautiful young woman, talented.
She
be
she
careful,
has,
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh. Let me just say this. Let me say what Oscar meant to say. She's very nice.
Very, very
polite,
nice. Yeah.
Well-spoken.
she has a brand new... They profile all the actors in this theater company.
Right.
And she got, I guess, a new, what they call them, headshots
yes.
for... and I've never... It's just straight ahead. She's not doing any kind of smile or anything, no pose, just straight ahead. And... she's just beautiful. She'd be. I'm very blessed.
Were you taken aback when you saw it? Because I had.
Yeah, because
I went
I've
through
never
the same
I,
thing with Julia.
I texted her and said, "I've never seen you take a picture like that." And it's just amazing how great that you know with nothing but just a straight look.
And is
at
it
the
black
camera.
And white?
Nope, it's
okay.
a color picture, and she looks great. So go see her at the Capitol. Is it the Capitol Fringe Festival?
Capitol Fringe Festival, yes.
I should probably know these things. I'm old. I'm getting a new hip. That's the way it's going to be.
Mike, there's plenty of handicapped parking at the Capitol Fringe Festival.
I don't know if we should open up this can of worms now or maybe for a future show, but mm-hmm. I'll tease it a little bit. I often wonder, when we're promoting anything on the Mike O'Mara show, when we're talking about a live show, when we're talking about a T-shirt run or
yeah.
something we want our listeners to get involved in, we really lay ourselves out there and we use social media to, you know, to
inform,
let people know what's
gauge
to
the temperature.
Inform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then
follow.
It just seems to me, I wonder sometimes when I think about the people that support this show, I wonder sometimes do we have a core of listeners that are just like us and are kind of out there, you know what I mean? I guess here I'll just cut through the crap,
please.
We're popular with people with issues.
Speaking
is
of
that
people,
every is that everything? Is that every radio show? Is
I
that
think
every
radio show
us?
That is doing something right has their core contingent. And we've got one of the callers that called earlier that was great. Our listener, Jeff from the UPS, not Jeff,
Justin.
Justin from the UPS store.
Very good.
He's got,
absolutely.
He's, yes. He's a daily listener.
Yep.
A lot of fun, right?
Right.
But he's got, you have to have that bug where you're like, I'm going to be on the radio and I'm going to bring content and it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's not enough to get 2, 3, or 4 wins. He wants 5.
He does.
Yeah,
maybe it has
true.
To do, Mike, the fact that if a radio program is a big enough part of your life that it is, you know, part of the fabric of your day to day goings on, that means you must have some sort of void in your life that the radio show is filling. And
well,
the void in the life
for TV shows. I'm
yeah,
the same way.
True.
You know?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why they relate to us.
I just, it seems to me that, and Oscar brought up the point yeah. that we are the land of misfit toys ourselves.
Yes.
There's not a normal personality in our entire room. And I include the interns.
If they profiled our team here, God yes. bless them. We're a well-oiled machine most of the time. We
yep.
work extremely hard. But if you looked at a composite, say we were a fraternity, That composite
Trilam
would confuse lambda yeah. That would confuse most people. Would say, how did these guys get together?
Yeah,
I would. Would you not agree that I would say if you profiled, let's just use the three of us,
okay,
and you put like a little paragraph on each one. On paper, the one that would win the normal award would probably be Rob, don't you?
Yeah,
think?
Oh, but I mean, absolutely. Well, sure, guy, on suburbs, paper, kids.
Followed by you. Followed yes. by you, Oscar, and then me bringing up the movie, because right away I would say, well, I got the, you know, I'm on the third marriage.
Well,
right.
And you would have that part of your family tree where you sprout another, what is essentially not a branch, but another arboretum of family left and right of you, right?
That is so wrong everywhere.
Well,
arboretum
it,
of family.
Please. Will you translate, please?
I think what he means is that there is another separate tree. An arboretum would be like a greenhouse full of plants.
Oh, I meant more like a field full of trees.
Okay, so there's for every family member, there's a different tree.
I don't understand the tree reference at all. You mean what they're
well, because you have two different ex-wives, right?
Yes, right,
so
exactly.
So if you look at, if you're going to follow the family tree for Rob, he's got Carrie and he's got his kids. You would have your two ex-wives, Carla.
Right.
Your kid now.
There'd be a
Michael.
Large forest. It would look like
an orchard. An orchard. Thank you.
It would look like a marijuana grow house. That's what I would say. That's exactly what it would look like. That probably. That's,
different
that's
species.
What it would be.
Yeah. All different things. Right. Different strains.
Yeah. Some with more seeds. Some with I mean, that's the way it does.
Me, I've got a dwarf maple. I just got the one.
You've got the one, but on paper, as I said, there's only one thing. You reference it continuously. Oh, you'd have that one little blip, right? That one little blip where you got in trouble. Remember
right.
that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Other than that, you know, and then
and
Oscar.
And when the stump was, when the tree was chopped down when his father left his mother.
Yes, because, you know, the broken home thing. Yeah,
but that's not
but
him.
But that's not
much.
Me. And,
right.
and
everybody has that.
But then, you know what doesn't show up in a one paragraph summary if someone has a fascination with darkness, death, bad things happening to other people. That's
right.
not going to come up in my one sheet. And
right.
yet that's what makes me so wrong. There is a wiring in me that goes way back in my family. Fascination with death. Famous people dying.
Well, no, but you, here's the thing. I said on paper.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But if you added up your idiosyncrasies, your obsessive compulsive things.
Yeah.
It would be, you know, you have many, many things that are very subtle, but they're also not anything that I think are going to jump out, you know?
Yeah, unless your browsing history is really decorative.
With me, I will give you this. For example, Mrs. O'Mara has a problem with me behind the wheel. And it's not that I drive.
A lot of people have that problem, Mike.
I know. Mm. A lot of people have that problem, but I drive. I don't necessarily drive aggressively anymore. I really don't. But when she asks me, and she does routinely, she said, you make it unpleasant when you're behind the wheel of the car because you are commenting on everything. And I fight this. You can talk about fighting the desire to eat too much food, right. Not wanting to leave the party, all the bad things they do. When it comes to that, I hate to say this. I do not think I'm capable of really not going to that dark place where, for absolutely no reason, I'm despicable about my fellow man when I'm behind the
wheel
of the car.
Where do you think, what's it rooted in? Because you know what, for example, I can get upset if I'm running late and it seems like everything's against me. But if things are going as planned, mm-hmm. and there's someone acting like a jerk face to my left or riding in my blind spot, you just deal with it. But what is it that makes you go over the edge?
I think it could be a couple of things. First of all, when I'm in an automobile, like everybody else, like most people, I usually have a significant destination that I have to be at. That's not true. I'm lying. I don't know what it is. Let me tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
When I was a kid, my grandfather picked me up in downtown Hartford, and the car broke down at an absolute key intersection getting from the downtown in the city to the highway.
Oh, it's horrible.
And there were people absolutely leaning on their horns in back of us, and I freaked out. Freaked out to the point where my grandfather had to tell me to shut up, and he never said anything negative to me in my life. I think back to that, and maybe that caused it. I look at people and
it's like an origin story for a superhero.
Yeah, it
is. You know what the great example is? The great example for me is I will be tailgated by somebody. I'm being tailgated. Mm-hmm. And we were going to a party for, was it the Kentucky Derby? I think it was the Kentucky Derby. And we're going to a Kentucky Derby party. I told you about the party.
Right.
And there's a guy tailgating us. And I do my classic move. I try to do it without Carla knowing, but she does, that I slow down to almost like a mile below the speed limit when somebody's doing that. Because I know suddenly we get on this little back street and he's still behind me. And I realize, oh my God, what if he's going to the same party?
Oh, bad
and
news.
I've had that happen to me multiple times. It's horrible. It's just an abnormal part of my personality. I think in its worst, you saw the viral video of the guy that rolls over the motorcycles because he's had these road rage moments his whole life. I keep it in control, but it's terrible. Mike, I would almost want to go to a therapist about it.
And it's embarrassing. It happened to me at school. Some guy was he thought I was tailgating him. Mm-hmm. It was the second day of class, and he was brake checking me the entire way to the parking garage. And I don't think he realized that we were going to the same room.
Oh,
and
that's
we're
the
parking
worst.
In the same lot.
That's the worst.
So
that's
when I parked, and he parked three cars away from me.
Yeah.
I got out and I looked at him and I kind of threw my hands, but I was like, is everything all right, man?
Oh, man.
And he said, I am so embarrassed and I am so sorry because we were there on the weekend. There's no other classroom we were going to. We were going to spend 19 months together.
Wow.
This is the first impression he had shown me.
And if everybody thought that way, if you thought that potential was there anytime you were behind the wheel of the car, it would solve the problem. But I digress to talk about myself. When I'm talking about the listeners, I just think that you could line up about probably 2,000 listeners of this show shoulder to shoulder, and you'd have the Shell Nopez strip right there. You'd have the Wingnut strip. That's the only point that I wanted to make.
Do you think it would make sense for our commercial department to start calling psychiatrists? Do you think that might be a good fit?
Oh, absolutely. But make sure it's an online product. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the... But hey, buy tickets to the live event.
Please.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We need as many toys there as possible.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We'll see you there. We'll be right back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For the very first time.
Ah, speaking of.
At the legendary DC Improv. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Live. I can make your hands clap. Saturday, November 5th. I can make your hands clap. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar on stage. Doing a live taping of your favorite show. The fun starts at 3 p.m. Take your listening experience to the next level.
The next level.
Be a part of the live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
Don't miss this historic performance.
Historic performance.
Special guests, surprises, games, and watch it all happen right before your very eyes. The Mike O'Mara Show. Live. Saturday, November 5th at 3 p.m. at the DC Improv. Tickets available at DCImprov.com. Watch, listen, laugh, party. The Mike O'Mara Show live.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Do you know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? Do you? It's getting a good night's sleep the night before. One company that has set out to make that possible, Bowl and Branch. They have reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. This stuff, I have to tell you, this is... is it weird to describe sheets and bedding like butter? But it's like butter.
It's like butter.
It's like somebody has slathered creamery butter all over my body. It's fantastic. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort you will measure everything else by. It's going to wreck you for any other bedding.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this if you get the Bowl and Branch like I did. Go to bowlandbranch.com. That's the only place you can get it. You're not only paying for the quality sheets, you're paying for the better night's sleep and the better experience. Mm-hmm. Amazing, luxurious, 100% organic cotton sheets for a couple $100. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com, and you can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification, and they donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They're good folks. Just remember, bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. And don't forget to put in the code TMOS. You're going to love it.
News. What the heck is going on with Richard Simmons?
Oh, it's a mystery, Mike.
Well, first he vanished from Hollywood and insisted he was fine. He just wanted to take a break from being a celebrity. Then last Friday, he was hospitalized because he was acting weird or something. Or something. And his... his people said he was just dehydrated.
Sure.
And was back home on Saturday after being hospitalized less than a day. But maybe they were lying about that. TMZ says it was something more serious. And they're so nice there. I appreciate
good people. I love them all. I watch their program, so and I just like to hang in that newsroom.
Really, with a straw and a big frap.
Oh, yeah, and just saying, trying to please Mr. Levin.
One-liners.
Hi, Harvey. You don't know Harvey, but he wet himself.
Wouldn't you just love one moment just to see somebody, one of those mean kids, to stand up and go, Harvey, you're old.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Harvey sit on a tack. I'd like to see someone put a tack on Harvey's chair.
Well, anyway, TMZ says they have photos of his housekeeper outside. His allegedly evil housekeeper.
Hi, I'm Richard Simmons' housekeeper.
Outside the hospital on Monday, and a photo that may show her and Richard leaving the hospital in a car Monday night. And apparently Richard has a beard. So just the only reason I shared
Mike,
that story.
Mike, are you speaking in slang? Or does he actually have facial
physical
hair?
Physical beard?
Real beard.
Okay.
Physical beard. I don't know. I didn't see the picture. A few days prior to his tragic death on Monday night, Kimbo Slice was admitted to a hospital with multiple health problems, and he was told he needed a heart transplant.
Mm.
The South Florida Sun Sentinel reported Tuesday evening that Kimbo, real name Kevin Ferguson, was taken to a hospital in South Florida last Friday with abdominal pain, shortness of breath, and nausea. He was found to have a liver mass and heart failure, and he was placed on a ventilator in intensive care. Kimbo Slice was told that he would need a heart transplant. Slice died on Monday after being taken to the hospital. Doctors actually were preparing to transfer him to a facility in Cleveland where he would be able to wait for a heart transplant. Slice was only 42 leaves behind a wife and six children. So
rough, sad. Some hard years on Kimbo Slice's life outside of the fighting. Remember, he came to fame in his backyard fighting video, led him to the UFC for a quick stint. But before then, he was working security for Reality Kings, an adult video outfit. And that's really where the majority of his dollars were made as a younger man before he became a professional fighter.
And he looked old even when the old, I mean, he didn't look
hard
like
years.
He was,
hard years,
like much older. When you saw him years ago, he looked like an old man, even though he's in great shape. Size does matter, at least when it comes to wine glasses. That's the indication from a new study by Cambridge University. The study claims that a bigger wine glass may encourage people to drink more. Well, Cambridge University, I'm glad you spent the money on that, but please, why didn't you just come to the O'Mara household and set up a hidden camera? That would have confirmed that right there. Are you kidding me that they are doing an actual survey that a larger vessel for the wine means you're going to drink more? What were they drinking?
My father, when his brother Pete used to come over and open a bottle of wine, he'd say, uh-oh, here come the balloons, because he had this wine glass.
Yeah.
That was like the size of a punch bowl.
Right. They did this study. They found their study that people in a pub consume substantially more alcoholic beverage when served in larger glasses, even if the volume of the drink served in different glass was the same.
Well, of course, because it looks like less in a big glass.
Yes, I could have done that. I'm going to Cambridge University. I'm here for my study. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It seems logical to think that eating a high-fat diet would tip the scale upward, but a new study suggests that might not be the case.
Woo!
What's more, eating more of a certain type of fat may help move the scale in the other direction. Men and women in the study who followed a high-fat Mediterranean diet that was rich in either olive oil or nuts lost more weight and reduced their waist circumference more than people in the study who were simply instructed to reduce their fat intake. That's according to the study. Look for Rob's PWAC at the Greek restaurant this afternoon.
That's right.
That should be there.
Lots of feta for me.
Do you, what kind of, like when you're going to cook something in a pan that requires oil, what kind of oil do you use?
Invariably olive oil.
Olive oil, okay. Yeah, that's what you should be using.
Go to.
But then wasn't there a study a while back that olive oil can be bad for truffle oil? Mm. Yeah, that'll be a good idea.
Unless, Mike, of course, it's eggs, then it's bacon grease.
Do you still cook your eggs in bacon grease?
To the day I die, which will be very soon.
Yeah. Best way to cook it.
It is. It tastes the best.
So delicious. Anyway, we're all going to die. According to a new survey, the average person stops celebrating their birthday. It's funny. We had Catherine talking about that. They stop celebrating when they hit 31. Not in my world.
Really?
Just a couple of weeks away.
Oh, anyway, there's a hint, everybody. Mike's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you'll let someone throw you a party for a big milestone like 40, 50, or 60, but not anything in between. Here are a few more results from the survey. People who were born in June, September, or October are the least likely to celebrate their birthdays. They didn't call me for this survey at Cambridge. I'm sorry.
This is another Cambridge survey?
People who were born in March. Hey, boys.
Hey, that's me.
Or August are the most likely to celebrate their birthday.
Hey. It's all about us.
The average adult gets 8 cards and 5 presents for their birthday, and 2 out of 3 get a cake. The main reason people don't do anything to celebrate their birthday is they don't want to spend the time organizing a party. And if you have to do something for your birthday, the top things people want are a weekend trip or a dinner out with their family. I would agree with that. That's good.
I like that. Ahead.
Very good. I like that. And now a little something. A 60-year-old guy from your backyard, Alexandria, Virginia, was drunk on Monday afternoon, and he made the terrible decision to drive to a liquor store.
Oh,
Alexandria, that delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
But as he was pulling up to the liquor store, he lost control of his SUV and crashed right through the front window. He actually hit a woman in the arm, but fortunately she was not hurt badly, hopefully. She was taken to the hospital for some minor injuries. The police say they're investigating, but so far they haven't filed any charges. Police knew he was intoxicated. You know how they knew that?
How?
He failed the ABC test. You see, that's for people in Washington, D.C. ABC is the liquor store.
The liquor store in Virginia is called ABC.
They're called ABC store. You're not anywhere in the country that joke's
up. A Monday drunk is a rough drunk.
That is.
Absolutely.
A lot of times it starts the day before.
Monday drunk. Yeah, nothing like it. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault of Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On OmeraCast, meet George Hanna.
We'll go to the shows, the live shows, but we don't stick around for the meet and greets. And to be honest with you, I don't know why. It was nice to stick around after the Tony Perkins, Gary Stein show. Maybe it's a little overwhelming for us. I don't know. We kind of stick to the sidelines. We're those kind of fans, those fans that nobody ever really knows about, but we're there and we're listening intensely. But for some reason, we're no Trip Affleck, and I'm definitely no Courtney Calkins. I'll tell you that right now.
Download OmeraCast and find out more about George and how he became a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and all the shows on More Broadcasting. Download the show today from the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're under 100 now and probably closer to 50 tickets left for the Mike O'Mara Show live Saturday, November 5th at the legendary DC Improv for the first time ever. We're going to be doing our show. We're taping an episode in front of a live studio audience. This will be an historic performance. You do not want to miss. We'll have special guests, surprises, games, and you're going to be a part of it. We're going to be doing our show on stage at the Improv. Doors open for our matinee show at 2 p.m. Show starts at 3 the evening after the show. There's going to be a fabulous after party. We'll tell you all about it later. You have no idea the excitement that awaits you. Tickets are available at dcimprov.com. That's dcimprov.com. You can get yours today. Join us for the event, and you can get all the information at mikeomarashow.com. And we look forward to seeing all of you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, June 8th. 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Let's start with this. You guys gave me untold grief yesterday for mentioning the movie Key Largo, and people wanted to hear this great song from 1982, Mike. Remember Bertie Higgins?
God, God, one of my all-time hated songs. Just like Bogey and McCall.
It went to number 8. It was Bertie Higgins, and here's the deal. It's one of the top 50 one-hit wonders of all time because he is... Oh, the booze! The boo birds have come out!
God, I cannot even tell you. I had to play it.
It's horrible.
I had to play it WYRE because it was Key Largo and everybody had to... We're a water community. Play Key Largo. You might have just played my least favorite song in the world.
I've never seen that reaction from you, Mike.
We had it all along, just like Bogey and McCall. Rhyming dictionary, douche. Who was it?
Bertie Higgins.
Oh, Bertie. B-E-R-T-I-E, correct?
Yes, of course. You probably remember Bertie the 45. Higgins.
Jesus.
All right. God.
Enough of that. That was a serious misstep.
Thank you. Sorry for the overreach.
I have been with DirecTV since 1996, and I'm stuck with it because I've been with them so long, they do everything I ask them for.
I don't know,
but it's great.
Well, because for years, even as a fan of the program, I would listen to your DirecTV stories.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
I can't get away from them because now when I call up, I say, hi, I've been with you for 20 years, and I want this. And they give it to me. But they don't carry Antenna TV, which has, I think, The Tonight Show.
Over there.
Green Acres and a whole bunch of old sitcoms. And God bless Antenna TV. They bought jingles.
Antenna TV. TV how it was meant to be.
They bought a whole package.
Antenna TV. TV how it was meant to be.
And an up-tempo.
Antenna TV. TV.
Why don't they
care? It's all about us. Where are ours? Where are ours? Do you have ours handy?
I do. Give me one sec. I will have
them. I'm sorry.
Mike, Antenna TV is a network with all old shows.
It is.
And, isn't that TV Land?
No. TV Land is now showing like TV Land shows like modern stuff.
Let me clear this up. Antenna TV is a network with older shows.
Yeah, really old. Really,
can you find that in your toy box?
TV
that
Land
expensive
is,
jingle package we bought.
I'm finding
TV
it,
Land is more of the 90s now than it ever was the 80s
exactly.
or 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I would put the jingles for the Mike O'Mara show in the hot rotation.
Yeah,
all right.
I would put that because that's we paid for those and we got them and
well,
I was like really excited.
He knows
the back
he has
of the
them,
box.
So he hides them for
no,
him.
Does he hide them or does he hoard them? I'm curious.
Not hiding
that.
Or hoarding anything.
You can't
place.
Find it. You can't find the jingles.
I can't find it right now. I don't know. I did not expect the request. I need just a moment.
Can't you just type in TMOS jingle?
Oh no, I can't, Oscar, because I just have to play it like this.
Hey, everybody!
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi!
TMOS.
Oh, it's a twofer.
Yeah!
BoardBroadcasting.com with the best talent on the air.
There you go. Sorry Ooh. About the wait, guys. Mm-hmm. Did not expect to have to play them, but we did come. No, it's fine. Everything is cool. Now, I actually watched a little reality programming last night. Do you ever watch So You Think You Can Dance?
Maybe 10 minutes total the whole time.
Dark Horse of the reality shows has been on and successful for years.
But there is a marvelous moment last night. A little girl was auditioning, and when she was so excited she got on, she threw up on Paula Abdul.
Well done.
I am so proud of you. Are you okay, honey? Okay.
You okay?
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Oh, my.
I'm so sorry. It's okay,
oh,
honey. It's okay.
Poor thing.
Wait, she's kind
of. I've never had anyone just vomit on me like that.
What happened up there?
Well, I hugged Nigel.
Yep.
And then I hugged Paula, and she just squeezed me too tight, and all the happiness came out on her jacket. Yeah.
All the happiness came out on Paula's jacket.
That's how old would you estimate?
If I had to guess, 26.
Is it that okay? No.
I think like 5 probably.
A 5-year-old.
I'm not good with ages.
Pretty composed though with the answer that she hugged me too tight. She squeezed the puke out of me.
Then she called her a seat. But that's not my favorite video from last night. America's Got Talent, which Robert and I do watch. They had an 82-year-old guy on, and when he came out, he looked like the way Oscar and I envisioned the average resident of your community. He had on a white golf shirt with slumped shoulders. He was balding. His pants were pulled way up, and the buckle was significantly higher than the back of the pants.
Well,
and they did his interview. And,
the average person in my neighborhood.
Well, I mean, what I said was the way Oscar and I envision, not the truth, the way we portray it.
Okay.
And so he comes out on stage. His name is John Hetlinger. They do the interview, and they say, what are you going to do, John? He says, I'm going to sing.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, my God. My jaw hit the floor with the bodies.
Drowning pool?
Yeah, exactly. Drowning pool, bodies. It turns out he worked on the Hubble telescope.
He was a.
Here's the thing.
He's a rocket scientist.
Any old man can try that.
Yeah.
Listen to him sell it. Listen to him commit to it. It's fantastic. Oh, that is so fabulous. I've got
to
see that.
I believe he got through to the next round.
An engineer?
Yeah, an engineer worked on the Hubble telescope.
Wow.
So
unbelievable.
Good for him. Mike, you mentioned this earlier, and I think we can actually close with this. The Orioles had themselves quite a game yesterday.
Oh, man. Lots of fisticuffs there, baby.
Jordana Ventura threw at Manny Machado and hit him. Threw at him twice. And
right.
Second time was too much.
Here's Manny. And he's drilled, and Manny's going after him. And here we go. And Manny and Ventura are going at it on the mound. And this is a big-time brawl at Camden Yards.
Tis the season.
He threw at Manny in the second inning, and on the first pitch, he drills him, and that's the M.O. of Yordano Ventura.
Which is so odd, because Baltimore is a happy town.
Let me tell you about Yordano Ventura, okay? Ventura,
He's a bad hombre.
I'm a bad man. You look at him, and you know. As soon as they show the isolated camera shot of him,
yeah.
You know when a pitcher's doing that, because he drops his gloves. And says, yeah, I threw at you. Come on, bring it. You know, bad guy, good, justified brawl.
I want to play one more, because it won't be any good tomorrow. This is a reporter in Detroit, and if you ever wondered what it would sound like if you were filming a reporter running down a sand dune to the ocean but totally taking a header, that's the way it sounds. This is Kim DeGulo from Detroit Television.
I'm laughing already.
Wow.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's a good one to end on. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Want to say hi to all our friends down at the beach. We are on 97.1. The Wave. If you want to check us out on your beach station, we're on Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, and we are delighted to be joining all of you down at the beaches, ladies and gentlemen. Check us out. You want to send us anything, it's TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And to get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Buy tickets to the Improv.
Thank you very much. On sale right now at DCImprov.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao. Good day.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Woo! Wow!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.